The Department of Homeland Security fired FEMA's chief financial officer and three other workers Tuesday over payments made to New York City to house migrants. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is giving an update on her efforts to get the money back. FEMA administers the Shelter and Services Program in partnership with Customs and Border Protection, providing aid to cities sheltering migrants. Last year, Congress appropriated $650 million for it, separate from disaster relief money, which cities generally ask for reimbursement after housing migrants in hotels. DHS accused the workers of circumventing leadership and making payments to luxury hotels in New York. In a post to X on Wednesday, Noem said, "I have clawed back the full payment that FEMA deep state activists unilaterally gave to New York City migrant hotels. FEMA was funding the Roosevelt Hotel that serves as a trendy Aragua base of operations and was used to house Lakin Riley's killer. Mark my words, there will not be a single penny spent that goes against the interest and safety of the American people." Noem is referring to Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley, who was killed by an undocumented Venezuelan immigrant in 2024. He was convicted and sentenced to life without parole in November. In January, President Trump signed the Lakin Riley Act into law, mandating the federal detention of undocumented immigrants accused of theft, burglary, assaulting a law enforcement officer, and any crime causing death or serious bodily injury. On Monday, Elon Musk posted to X that his Department of Government Efficiency discovered FEMA used money he said was intended for disaster to relief to house migrants, calling the payments gross insubordination. DHS officials did not give details on how the four fired workers had violated any policies, but the firings come as Trump's administration puts pressure on FEMA, saying it should be disbanded and money should be given directly to states to handle disasters.